A massive fraud investigation is underway in Washington, D.C. This involves the District of Columbia's tax office. So far, six people have been charged in the scheme. Tens of millions of dollars of city funds were siphoned away in the form of bogus property tax refunds. Of the millions that went missing, the FBI has so far only been able to locate $2 million. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
You know what Yogi Berra would have said if he'd read today's Washington Post. It's deja vu all over again. Here was the headline on page one. Scam could total $31 million. At a quickly organized press conference today, Adrian Fenty, D.C.'s popular new mayor, made it clear to reporters that he understands what's at stake, both for his reputation and the city's.
Let me just start out by framing what I think everyone in the District of Columbia feels about the matter. First, that there really is no stronger indication of how well a city is doing than its finances.
Especially in the District of Columbia, he said.
A city whose fiscal irregularities at one point was a regular part of the national news.
The current property tax scam is the focus of a major criminal probe and an investigation by the D.C. Inspector General. Court records show that for several years, the manager of the city's property tax refunds, Harriet Walters, signed off on millions of dollars in bogus payments with the help of other city workers. Some of those checks were for $300,000 or more. They were made out to bogus companies. One of them was called Biltmore. Walters and five others are facing federal fraud and conspiracy charges. The city's chief financial officer, Natwar M. Gandhi, has fired or forced out 10 employees so far in the scheme. He said more heads are going to roll. So what happened? How could a handful of city employees run a multi-million-dollar scam with no one blowing the whistle? In the end, it was a bank employee who did, when she questioned one of the bogus refund checks. Gandhi said it wasn't policies or systems that failed here, but the people who carried them out. He said he created a policy 10 years ago to recommend review of any property tax refund of $150,000 or more. Yet court records show that Harriet Walters and at least one other colleague bypassed that policy for years.
That process was not followed by what I would call dishonest employees.
That prompted Jonetta Rose Barris, a public radio talk show host and a longtime city watchdog, to ask the mayor about the bigger picture.
You have a culture in this government where people may have been privy to, either directly or indirectly, a fraud being perpetrated, and no one tipped off you, no one in the council. What does that say to you about the culture of the workforce in this city?
Fenty said he thinks the big picture is a lot of honest city employees and some bad ones. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.